Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking fun addiction to the curb. Ever find yourself scrolling through endless feeds, completely lost in a digital vortex? You know that feeling when you finally look up and realize hours have vanished, leaving you with a crick in your neck and a sense of vague emptiness. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not alone. This thing about smartphones is seriously addictive, like a delicious, sugar-coated trap we willingly step into every day. And that's why I started this podcast. Your phone is the villain isn't about demonizing technology. It's about understanding our relationship with these devices, recognizing the sneaky ways they hijack our attention, and ultimately reclaiming control over our time, energy, and lives. Ready to break free from the digital shackles? Let's dive in. So, why are we so glued to these little screens? Why do we crave that constant buzz, that endless stream of information and entertainment? It all boils down to a cocktail of psychological cravings. First up, dopamine. Every like, every notification, every scroll triggers a tiny dopamine hit, leaving us craving more. It's like hitting the refresh button on our brains, but over time, we need bigger and bigger hits to feel satisfied. Think about it, when was the last time you felt truly content without checking your phone? Then there's the fear of missing out, or FOMO. Social media feeds are designed to showcase the highlight reels of other people's lives, making us feel inadequate or anxious if we're not constantly plugged in. Remember that feeling when you arrive late at a party and everyone else is already deep in conversation? That's FOMO in action. But it's not just about instant gratification. Phones also offer a sense of security and control, especially in an increasingly chaotic world. We can scroll through news feeds for information, connect with friends and family instantly, and even solve problems using Google all from the palm of our hand. It's like having a mini universe at our fingertips. But this constant access can also lead to feelings of overwhelm and anxiety. Remember that time you were trying to focus on a project but kept getting distracted by your phone? Yeah, that's your brain craving that dopamine hit from the endless notifications. Here's the kicker: despite all these benefits, our phones often leave us feeling more drained than energized. They steal our attention, disrupt our sleep, and hinder our ability to connect with the real world. So how do we navigate this digital minefield? How do we break free from the addiction without sacrificing the conveniences of technology? That's where the magic happens. I'll be sharing practical tips, expert insights, and personal anecdotes to help you regain control over your phone usage. We'll explore strategies for mindful scrolling, setting boundaries, and cultivating a healthy relationship with technology. And hey, even if you just take away one nugget of wisdom from this podcast, it's worth it. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to be glued to her phone, constantly checking social media, playing games, and browsing endless articles. It was like a second nature to her. But she realized that her phone was stealing precious time away from her hobbies, relationships, and even her sleep. She started by setting small goals, like putting her phone on Do Not Disturb during dinner or dedicating specific times for checking social media. Slowly but surely, she started noticing a difference. She felt more focused, had more energy, and was able to reconnect with the things she loved. You know what? Sarah's story isn't unique. It's a common experience. We all struggle with phone addiction at some point. But remember, it's not about becoming a tech-averse hermit. It's about finding balance, being intentional with our time, and reclaiming our lives from the clutches of digital distraction. So are you ready to take back control? This journey starts with awareness, a willingness to change, and a whole lot of support. Remember, you're not alone in this. Every step you take towards breaking free is a victory, a step towards a more fulfilling, present, and connected life. And hey, I'll be right here cheering you on every step of the way. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with your friends, and join the conversation on social media. Let's beat screen addiction together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and keep scrolling but with intention.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.